Join up by Galway forward Roisin Leonard. Roisin, first, on behalf of everybody following Ladies Football, great to see you back in a Galway jersey.
Yeah, delighted to be back now. It's obviously, as a team, we're delighted to get through to the semi-final. You know, that was just confirmed today, and we had to win today by, I think, more than a couple of points. But obviously, yeah, delighted to get back myself into a starting jersey. So it was brilliant, yeah.
You were wearing the number 20 jerseys. I suppose the question I have to ask is, when did you find out you were starting?
Yeah, no, I found out Friday night, as usual, the name's team Friday night, so I was like a child before Christmas, yeah. I was absolutely delighted to be starting, and just, I suppose, a bit nervous, as if I was playing my first game again, because I was out for a good while, you know.
I interviewed Tracy 2 weeks ago after the Dublin game, and she was like a child talking about you coming back. You came off the bench that day as well, and you linked up very well with a couple of good scores. You got two of them as well, and you set Tracy up for this one.
Yeah, no, like Tracy mentioned, it's so easy to play with her. When you've been playing with her since you were 8 years old, you just know what she's going to do. So I know I'm not up to pace yet, but hopefully that's what these games will do for me. It'll get me there. I know I scored the 2 points, but there was a few for the corner flag as well. But hopefully they'll all start to go over the bar for me the more I start to play.
Yeah, because when you got going in the attack, you were creating opportunities, and I suppose a few, as you mentioned there, just went away from the post at times, and you got the result against Westby, but maybe you just made it a bit more difficult than you needed to.
Yeah, I think the whole game for both teams was really sloppy. There was loads of turnovers. You know, they could probably say the same about themselves as we can say about the turnovers, and then obviously you said there about the wides. Like, we're not happy at all with how we played, but we're just delighted to be there, and that's all that really matters from today. It didn't matter if we won by 50 points or, you know, 6 points that we won by. It's just important to be into the next round.
You've 2 weeks now to get it right for the semi-final, and you'll be looking forward to a crack at Dublin again.
Yeah, Dublin or Cork or, yeah, Dublin, yeah. Yeah, no, sure, they're the teams we want to be playing, and we need to get up to a standard to be able to play against Mayo in a kind of final, and nothing's going to prepare us more than playing the likes of Dublin, Cork, you know, all those teams, and another good game against that, and hopefully with a win we could get two games like that under our belt before a potential kind of final then.
Because Roisin, as you're saying there as well, it's great to qualify, and obviously no doubt you'll have a crack at trying to win the league as well, is to get those two extra games, yeah, closing the gap to the Connacht final.
Yeah, because it's different in Connacht the way we don't have any games, and you know, in Munster they have a couple of games to lead up to a Munster final, and every year we just go straight into the Connacht final. So we're going to treat this like a Connacht championship, you know, these potential two games. We know we definitely have one now, which is just brilliant for the group.
Well, Roisin, we'll be hoping you have similar success to what we hope we have in the province. It's raining, so we won't keep you any longer. Congratulations, 2 points back in the Galway jersey, and many more games to come.
Thanks a million. Thank you.